The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We move on to day four of Glorious Goodwood, and today is Golden Mile Day. The big Heritage Handicap takes centre stage, but plenty of other good races on the card as well. There's the Glorious Stakes, the Thoroughbred Stakes, the King George Stakes. A real top quality card to look forward to at Goodwood today. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very good. Good, Mark. Yep.
Good, man. Good day for you yesterday with Wild Coco winning the Lily Langtry again.
Yeah, she was good. She was very good yesterday, and she was sort of the class horse in the race, and she showed that and won decisively at the end.
Yeah, and you've got another exciting filly today as well, haven't you, in the shape of Tickle Pink?
Tickle Pink, yeah, she's a filly I'm looking forward to riding. She's in a good vein of form at the moment, and I think she's going to make a bold show.
Okay, well, we'll move on to that race in due course, but we're starting the 155, and this is the Glorious Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest over a mile and a half. Masterstroke heads the betting as we record this in the morning, was progressive in France, culminating in a third place finish in the Arc. He makes his first start in Britain and is now trained by Charlie Appleby, who's had a few winners this week. Do you think Masterstroke's the one to beat, Tom, or what do you like for this first race?
Yeah, he certainly sets the standard. Third in the Arc when he was trained by Andrew Fab would definitely set the form standard here. The Godolphin horses are in rude health at the moment, so you'd have to fancy Masterstroke. Forgotten Voice is one I'd be keeping an eye on as well. He was impressive at Ascot, and he could make another ball show. Sheikh Zayed Road back up to a mile and a half, could see him giving more, but I think Masterstroke, on the basis that he was third in the Arc, is the one they all have to beat.
Okay, Masterstroke in the opener then. On to the second race, which is at 2:30. This is the Thoroughbred Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest, and it's over a mile. Monty Ridge is the favourite for the in-form Hannon and Hughes combination. Baltic Knight, another Richard Hannon runner in this line. Do you think that the trainer has the key to this race with those two?
Yeah, well, looking at the betting, Monty Ridge, and he's got the second favourite, as you said, in Baltic Knight. So, Hannon has a great record in this race. Hughes obviously chose Monty Ridge. Glory Waits is another horse who was, obviously running in really good races. He was second in the Guineas behind Dawn Approach, but he might just struggle. I think Monty Ridge is the one to beat, and as I said, maybe Glory Waits just might chase him home.
Okay, the third race is the big race of the day. This is at 3:05. It's what used to be the Golden Mile. It's the big Heritage Handicap over a mile, and it's your first ride of the day, Tom. You're on board Spars Dancer, as competitive as you'd expect here. What are your chances?
Yeah, he'd have a good chance. I don't think he'd want it too quick. We've got a nice draw on two. I'd be keeping an eye on Dance and Dance, who's just drawn in my inner. He'd have a good chance, and I mean, he's another horse that's he's knocking on the door and probably deserves to win one. Wentworth seems to be all the rage, but to be honest, I think he's drawn too far out in 13. He ran really well in the Britannia, but he can run very well, but I think I'd struggle to see him win. It's a competitive affair. I mean, you can make a case for quite a few of them. Probably Cape Perron for Henry Candy would be the one I'd quietly go for an each way chance. He's drawn five. Henry Candy's horses are in tremendous form at the moment, and he's the one I'd probably go for each way.
Okay. The 3:40 then is the fourth race on the card. This is the King George Stakes, which is a Group 2 contest, and we're over 5 furlongs for this one. You're in action here as well, Tom. You're on board the market leader, Tickled Pink, for Lady Cecil. How do you rate your chances in this one?
Yeah, she's got a really good chance. She was very impressive at at Sandown when she won. It's her first time back to five furlongs, and she was a little bit actually unsure of herself, but once she got the hang of it, because normally when you ride over six furlongs, she's tanking along and she's pulling the arms out of you, and I actually asked her to stride last time, she was a little bit confused, so she really got the hang of it at the end, and she battled really well. I think that the quick five here would be absolutely no trouble to her. I wouldn't swap her for anything in the race. It's competitive stuff. Swiss Spirit and Spirit Quartz would be the ones that would hopefully to chase me home. Kingshead Native is another one who seems to be in good enough form this year, and a big price could fill the places. But I'm going to take a chance on Tickle Pink.
Okay, the 4:15 is race five on the card. This is a Class 2 nursery handicap over six furlongs. Grecian is at the top of the betting, and followed a Kempton debut success with a second at Ascot on nursery debut. Didn't settle on that occasion, though, so you'd expect the stronger gallop to suit here. But wide open, Tom, what do you like for the 4:15?
Grecian, he sort of sets the standard. May have found the ground a bit too fast at Ascot. He won on the poly track, but the ground should be very, very safe today. Richard Fahey won this a year ago, and he can make a case for his one XL's Diamond, who's got 8 stone too. I mean, it's a massive big price. I'd take a chance on XL's Diamond each way. As I said, he's got a good record in the race, and his 2-year-olds are flying.
The next race then is the penultimate race on the card. It's the 4:50, and this is another Group 3 contest. This is the Oak Tree Stakes, which is for fillies and mares, and it's over seven furlongs. Winning Express is the favourite, ran a cracker in the 1,000 guineas when finishing fourth, and then back to winning ways with an easy listed win last time. Do you think she'll follow up in Group 3 company, Tom?
Yeah, she's fairly rock solid and consistent. I know from looking at her, she's not that big, but she's all heart. Franny Norton rides this course very well. She's drawn five. She's got an excellent chance. Pavlovsk will be probably her main danger. Shurug is another one you'd make a case for. They're all drawn around each other, but Bunny Express, she's fit, she's well. I think she'll take the beat. Maybe the Gold Chiang, who actually got back to winning ways last time, could maybe fill the placings and chase her home.
And the final race then today at Glorious Goodwood on day four of the meeting is the 5:25. This is a Class 3 handicap for 3-year-olds, rated 0-90, and it's over a mile and three furlongs. You're back in action as well, Tom. You're on board retirement plan for Lady Cecil, and you're wearing those Khalid Abdullah silks. Improved from debut to win a Doncaster Maiden last time, has a St Ledger entry. What are you expecting from retirement plan?
Yeah, I like retirement plan. Improved leaps and bounds from his first time out outing to go and win at Doncaster. He was just a little bit backward, but there's no doubt he's improved some more. There's certainly more to come. He's learning all the time, and I would expect him to run very, very well. It's tough stuff, though. Northern Meeting, you'd certainly have to make a case for. That's in the same boat as me as well. Only having two runs, and the same with Statutory. But retirement plan, he's a nice horse, provided he knows his stuff. I think he'll run very well, and I'll be hoping he could nearly even win. It's just some of these have a lot more experience, so we'll hope for the best, but take a chance on retirement plan.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us again. Good luck at Goodwood this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again ahead of tomorrow's action.
Cheers, thanks very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.